News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Hey, that conversation, by the way, I just had with Brian Dawson on the Governor's Forum that they helped co-host. I'll tell you, I called Brian real quick back during the break just to double check on something. They did, in fact, produce a video. In fact, I pulled a copy of the article. 1819news.com. If you want to go and watch that video and see how the candidates did in your own eyes, you know, Brian gave you a pretty clear view of what he believed he saw. And I think he's a straight shooter, so he gave it to us straight. But if you want to watch it yourself and see how they stood up under scrutiny and questioning and how they compared to each other on stage and how the empty governor's ivy chair look, yeah, you can check it out. Go to 1819news.com. There's a, I think the best way to find it is if you'll find the article that was just posted yesterday. The title of it is 1819 News Produces New Video from Governor's Forum. That's the title of the article. And when you start reading it, there's a hot link within it that you can click on that takes you to the video. That's probably the best source to find it. But yes, anyway, they did do a video on that in case you want to watch it yourself, or for that matter, you know, post it on your social media and make comments. But yeah. A lot of things happening in the world of politics. Coming up at the top of the next hour, I'm going to be on the Grand Council with my brethren Jeff Poor and Dale Jackson, and I'm sure the opinions will be flying. So here's the bottom line from me as I sit here today, 60 days prior to the primary. I'm looking at candidates. I'm not about to make an endorsement, by the way, but I'm going to tell you what I'm seeing. I am seeing right now that I think there's going to wind up being a runoff in both the U.S. Senate and gubernatorial races. That's Phil Williams talking 60 days out. I think there'll be a runoff in both. I think it's going to wind up being Kay Ivey and Tim James in the runoff on the governor's side. I think it's going to wind up being right now. I think it's going to be Mike Durant and a little bit of a toss-up as to whether it'll be Mo Brooks or Katie Britt. So I don't know yet. I don't have a sense truly of that yet. Although I think Katie Britt's campaign has plateaued a little bit, but yet Mo Brooks's campaign has declined. So anyway, we'll see. Right now, none of them have 50%. I mean, there's no poll that shows any of the Senate candidates having 50%. But we'll see what happens with the new Trump endorsement, whether it truly matters. I guarantee you, the pollsters are getting paid right now to gear up, because polling, there's big money in polling, by the way. I should have been a pollster. But there's polling right now that I guarantee you is getting put together to gauge and assess what happens without a Trump endorsement, what happens with a new Trump endorsement, whether Trump endorsement matters at all, and who's going to win the race. Well, you're hearing it from me. I believe you're looking at a runoff in both right now. Now, there's lots of other races, lots and lots of other races, all the way down to your state legislature, some of which are contested, like right here in this listening area. Bill Holtzclaw is challenging for his old seat against the current incumbent, Tom Butler. You've got quite a crew now running for Secretary of State, which is a hugely important position when you recognize what happened with election integrity in the last election cycle. You've also got Lieutenant Governor's uncontested. You've got nothing going on in the congressional races that I recognize, but you've got a lot going on for state auditor. Yeah, I mean, there's races out there you got to stay in tune with. Oh, state school board, that's a big one, especially what's going on in education with us being last in the nation. Don't you want a good school board that actually does something? I do. Anyway, all right, folks, coming up next, we're moving to number two in the Triple Dipper. I'm getting there. Ukraine. Second and third order effects. There's breaking news on that. We'll be right back.